AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Federal regulators paved the way for the youngest kids to get coronavirus shots starting next week. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The FDA has authorized the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines for children 5 and under.
By vaccinating our youngest children, we hope to prevent the most devastating consequences of COVID.
FDA Commissioner Robert Califf says statistics showing the virus is the fifth leading cause of death in kids ages 1 to 4 are unnerving, and the deaths are preventable. CDC advisors are now debating how to use the tot-sized vaccines. 2 shots from Moderna, 3 from Pfizer. FDA vaccine chief Peter Marks says both will do the job.
Parents should feel comfortable getting either one of these.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Police in Alabama say a 71-year-old man who previously attended services there shot and killed 2 people during a potluck dinner at a church near Birmingham. Police Chief Shane Ware says a person stopped the shooter.
It was extremely critical in saving lives. The person that subdued the suspect, in my opinion, is a hero.
Ware did not give a motive for the shooting in Alabama. Former Trump White House advisor Peter Navarro pleaded not guilty to contempt of Congress after he refused to cooperate with the House committee investigating the Capitol riot. The Michigan Supreme Court rejected a final appeal from sports doctor Larry Nassar, who was sentenced to decades in prison for sexually assaulting gymnasts, including Olympic medalists. They are still celebrating in San Francisco. The Warriors are the NBA champion. Fan Alex Barajas says it's a well-earned title.
I think about the dynasty, 4 out of 8. It's crazy. Out of the last 2 years we had injuries, everything we had, we came back.
The Warriors beat the Celtics in 6 games. This is AP News. European leaders pledge arms and a path to the EU for Ukraine.
In his nightly video address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked the leaders of France, Germany, Italy, and Romania, who during their visit to Kyiv yesterday vowed to back his country's candidacy to join the European Union and offered more weapons to help fend off Russia's invasion. Zelensky described it as a truly historic day, saying Ukraine has felt the support of 4 powerful European states at once. He also said it was important for him to hear that European leaders agree the end of the war and peace for Ukraine should be as Ukraine sees them and not by conceding land to Russia. At a news conference yesterday, French President Emmanuel Macron promised more truck-mounted artillery guns, and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said their message is that Ukraine belongs to the European family. The leaders also visited a Kyiv suburb where many civilians were killed. I'm Jennifer King.
The European Union's executive arm has recommended putting Ukraine on a path to membership. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.